Good morning. Just a gorgeous start to the day across interior New York and New England with high pressure overhead. There is a chill in the air. Clear skies and light winds overnight producing temperatures below freezing in most locations. Some places all the way down into the mid-20s this morning. But with brilliant sunshine, temperatures will turn around quickly and climb right back through the 30s and 40s up towards 60 by lunchtime and into the lower and middle 60s for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will gradually slide off the eastern seaboard, and a southerly wind flow will develop today and increase. That'll bring in some more moisture, mainly in the form of just some high cloudiness by the end of the day. However, later on this evening, clouds will thicken, leading to a round of rain showers with the next weak disturbance passing through overnight tonight. Temperatures will dip back into the upper 40s to around 50. Showers will linger into the early morning drive tomorrow, then we'll have a drying trend during the day. As the clouds break up, we'll have increasing sunshine for Friday afternoon, and high temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-60s. Another very weak disturbance will pivot through southern Canada on Saturday. It may produce one or two showers around here on Saturday afternoon, but mostly dry, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs right back into the middle 60s. High pressure will produce plenty of sunshine again on Sunday, some high clouds late in the day, back into the lower 60s before the weather turns decidedly more unsettled for the beginning and middle part of next week. A stronger storm system will head in our direction for Monday. That'll produce a lot of clouds and occasional rain. It'll be breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-50s, then lingering showers with upper-level energy passing through for both Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the Texas Panhandle into southwestern Kansas. Strong to severe storms are expected to develop by late afternoon in the vicinity of a dry line from the Texas Panhandle into southwestern Kansas and southeastern Colorado. This is in response to energy rotating through the base of an upper trough. Activity may spread into western Oklahoma during the early evening hours. Supercells with large hail and damaging wind will be the initial primary threats. A brief window may exist for a couple of tornadoes during the early evening as low-level winds increase. Meanwhile, a storm system will be near the Four Corners area today and slowly shift east tonight before moving into Colorado tomorrow. Moist upslope flow will increase across northern Colorado, and wet, heavy snow is expected to develop this afternoon in the mountains and foothills and continue through tomorrow afternoon. Accumulations of 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected, with up to 36 inches possible in a few locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 4 p.m. on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Sitka Airport in Alaska at 11:32 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 21 degrees. A northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 23, 69% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.46 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at McGill Air Force Base, Orlando, and Winter Haven, all in Florida, to a low of 9 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 67 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature 52, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday. For the month, just a trace of snow, that's 1.6 inches below average, and 75.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.6 inches above average. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, 299, and 6,514 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38. the record high 91 set in 2012 and the record low 22 in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m., sunset this evening 7:38 p.m., 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today, with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, mild today, highs in the middle 60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds, showers moving in late tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, mild today with highs reaching the mid-60s. Increasing clouds with showers moving in late tonight and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning, then breezy with increasing sun in the afternoon, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy Saturday, just the outside chance of a shower, middle 60s. Sunshine, some high clouds Sunday, lower 60s. A good chance of rain Monday in the mid 50s. And scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday with highs staying in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.